Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Missouri County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 25th day of September, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a fall day, and not, you know, a nice fall day, I guess. It didn't have no summer, but and I know it's coming. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. September 25th is National Panic Day, a day where Americans are encouraged to spy on each other, and we're going to participate in this madness in just a few moments.
For listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, September 25th is National Panic Day, a day where Americans are encouraged to spy on one another. This is from Mass Private Eye. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Today, September 25th, is Homeland Security National Panic Day. What is National Panic Day? Officially, today is known as National Awareness Day, not National Panic Day. For the reasons stated below, I am calling it National Panic Day, which coincides with DHS reissuing their National Terrorism Bulletins this month. DHS and law enforcement have created a national day that glorifies spying on your family, neighbors, co-workers, classmates, and much more. Oh, man. What do you say to that? American nationals, we should declare our own national day? Beat the shit out of someone who can't mind their own fucking business day. I like it. Let's do it. Across the country in our communities, we share everyday moments with our neighbors, family, co-workers, and friends. We go to work or school, the grocery store, or the gas station. It is easy to overlook these routine moments, but as you're going about your day, if you see something that doesn't seem quite right, say something. By being alert and reporting, man, I've read a lot of books on the old Soviet Union days, you know, the regimes under Stalin, what might have you, you know, if you even knew somebody said something and you'd heard them said it and you didn't report it and goddamn somebody heard you hear it, you know, and they reported you, I mean, you know where this is going and you know what this is all about. I mean, I've talked to people about this many times, you know. I'll go 30, 40 years back. Man, you know, somebody sees, you look, you know, you were walking down the street or something in your neighborhood and you see somebody's marijuana plant peeping over the goddamn fence there. You go knock on their door. Hey, bro, I can see your plant back there. If I can see it, them goddamn cops can see it. It was us against them. I mean, it's just been, well, shit, just since the 80s, I would say, that it turned around to just this goddamn, this cop mentality. Now we have all these Californians that have moved into here, and every one of them's got their scanner. These old fucks, man, they come here to retire, and they got their scanner, and they're just looking for something. Looking, watching their neighbors, got binoculars and shit, watching people, watching everybody, looking for something suspicious. And then they could call it in. And then, oh man, they can listen to their call come over the scanner and sit there all excited. And the police are responding. Maybe somebody gets the hell beat out of them and took to jail for some bullshit reason, you know, no complaint filed by anybody, mind you. Maybe they found something there they weren't supposed to have, or, you can hear what I'm saying here. We had I'll tell you guys a little story. We had fellow here, they used to be here, you had a volunteer fire department. This was just a little goddamn town in the middle of the goddamn woods. No, you know, not much here. It was a sawmill and a couple of grocery stores and a few houses and shit and the outlying areas. But you had this guy, man, he came from, I don't remember where he came from, but he became, you know, pretty soon we had us a real goddamn, town council, and we had us a real mayor, and we had us a real fire department, and this guy got the handle, worst case scenario, and I'm going to tell you how. So one night, we hear all the sirens in town going off, right, and I got a scanner, I can't tell you, probably ain't been turned on in a year, I hear everything going crazy around me, I'm going to turn dust it off, I mean, and push the buttons to see if it still works. So I turned it on, and they'd had these volunteers. I mean, dozens of volunteers. Everybody, every good citizen was joining up with this little, they training like for, you know, it was after 9/11. So, you know, in case the Arabs attacked us, you know, in case, you know, like the grocery store down there was, you know, hit by a plane or what might have you. I mean, it was complete psychosis. But of course, they were getting all the goodies from the federal government, you know, the equipment and everything.
Henry.
Yes.
Yeah, we have citizens on patrol to drive around in these, you know, cars, and it's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you,
too. They can write tickets if you park in a handicap zone and stuff like that.
Really? We have that here. I'll tell you another story when I get done with this one about citizens on patrol. So anyway, we hear all these sirens and everything's going off, man, and, you know, and go, wow, what the hell, you know. And my son, he was at work, and he called and said, I can't get into town. They got town blocked off. I go, what in the F? You know, I hear the block, hear him talking about blocking off the goddamn streets. And all, you know, I know most of the people around here. And I know they got some people that, you know, I got this street blocked off. And I got this street blocked off. And hell, the only way you could get into town was to go clear up around the hill. And because there's only, you got to cross a bridge, you know. And I mean, like a 5-mile circle back around town and come down, they blocked that off. And we're going to treat this as a worst case scenario, says the guy. I go, what in the hell is going on? So, they get everything, and we're listening, and goddamn, here, train way off of coming. They go, there's a train coming. We have to get a hold of the, railroad and get that train stopped before it gets in. It can't go through town. And, they're working on it and stuff. And I hear the train, it keeps getting closer and closer. And, as you can hear a train far off here, you know. Pretty soon, the train goes on through. And well, we can't stop it now. It's gone. So worst case scenario, man. He's got the whole crew. He's got the whole goddamn town locked down. And what the deal was is a suspected bomb at the what used to be. I don't even think it was still a gas station at the time, but. Well, so finally they got around to, it's either because the bomb was attached to a payphone, you see. The payphone had been taken apart and there was a bomb attached to it. Or the bomb could go off at any moment. God knows what could happen, you know. Just the goddamn, those goddamn Muslims probably, you know, they just snuck into Chilliquin. out here in Chiloquin, and they planted him a bomb. So finally, somebody gets the bright-ass idea to call the phone man. And the phone man, well, you know, he's just a little bit embarrassed even when he has to come drive down into town. So he drives down into town. He goes, there's no bomb. Calm down. Calm down, everybody. There's no bomb. You didn't have to shut the whole fucking town down, and all the sirens in town are going off and lights and all this crazy shit. Well, what had happened is somebody had broken the payphone to get the change out of it, had busted it open, you know, in the middle of the night. And the phone man, he came down the next day, and it was like at the end of his shift, and I'll repair it tomorrow. But, you know, there's a bag of wires in there that, you know, did the connecting on the old payphones, and it, you know, probably about, 8 inches long, and looked like a big toothpaste tube without a tube on, you know, the tube end on it. And so he had taken and duct taped it up into the goddamn, you know, up in there. You just put duct tape on, stuck it up in there until he could get back to work on it. And after that, he was known as worst case scenario. Shut the whole fucking town down. Now I'll tell the other story about when Chiloquin got their, what'd you call him, Katie?
Citizens on patrol,
and they put up signs all over the goddamn town. So we're over at my dad's house, and it had big, you know, he had a 6-foot fence around it, but it had big open driveway, you know, a circular front driveway. And it was always people there working on cars and shit, you know, and just stopping by and people talking in the summertime, you know. We had a lot of friends. So there was a bunch of us, we're sitting out there, and we're smoking some pot and, you know, in a pipe, and we're all drinking beer, and my dad's standing there, and he's, you know, we're just all just having a good time, not bothering nobody. But Dad, of course, he's the first one to notice. And here comes his car by, and he sees it go by, and these people just fucking just slow way down, and they're really looking out the goddamn window. And about the second time they'd come by there and really looking to trying to see what the fuck we were doing in that driveway, Dad realized who they were. Here's your new watchers. So he goes in the house, and I got the shotgun right up here on my shelf right here. It's about 100 fucking years old. It was my grandpa's shotgun, and it's just an old 12 gauge, you know, a 20 gauge, a breakover, you know, and it just a basic shotgun. It was my grandfather's, and Dad had a pair of 100 power fucking binoculars. Man, I shit you not, those things were. I bet they were 10 inches long, man. Great big old monstrous things. You could see the craters on the moon with them. So Dad just kind of disappeared for a second. He comes back out, and he took black tape, and he black taped those goddamn binoculars to that fucking shotgun round and round. And he went over there, and he waited right by the fence. And then people came by, and they slowed down that car. And by the time he stepped out in the driveway and was looking at them through them fucking binoculars with that shotgun. that ended that. They didn't want to look at that driveway no more. National Rat on Your Neighbor Day. Like I said, people used to understand it was us against them. I mean, there'd be, you know, if they, when I was a kid, we, you know, my dad worked on the stock, he built motors for stock cars. We're always out there, and there'd be fights, man, you know, after the event. You know, it might be at a pizza parlor, wherever everybody went, you know, in whatever little town you happen to be in. And there'd be a hell of a fight, and somebody, the cops are coming, everybody scream, what's cops coming, you know. And everybody sprayed out, and stopped the two that were fighting and everything, back them way back against everybody, and got the cops to pull in, and everybody goes, what? I mean, what has happened to our people? What a bunch of yellow ass cowards. I mean, I mean, 9/11 has been proven to be a false flag. I mean, even if it happened, our people have turned into such chicken shit, cowardly, spineless, mutts is the only word I can come up with. National Panic Day indeed. Go ahead.
You know what? They have another thing too, where they have like people who go around, and I saw this maybe like 2 weeks ago. In Walmart parking lot, where they're writing people who are parking in handicapped spaces.
Oh yeah, they
writing people tickets now.
They have that in Klamath Falls down there. I mean, I could have the placard. You know, when I first got out of the hospital, and everything with my heart and everything. I mean, I had that placard thing, and it just you know, I got myself better. You know, I went, I could have had it rest of my life, you know, because goddamn, I got a prosthetic aortic valve and rider's syndrome. I shit through my body, you know, and I could ride in one of their little cart things around the store like the fat ass people do. But, you know, I always see, you know, these people pulling in parking these places, and you can tell that they're people, they've got the goddamn thing on their license plate and everything. I'll watch them get out, walk as good as I can walk. And then I'll see some poor old goddamn lady and the fat asses in the carts, you know. And when you go in the store, it's always somebody with their ass cheeks hanging out about 10 inches on each side of the son of a bitch, and they can barely go down the fucking aisles, and they're blocking your way. That's the people that use them. And I'll see some old lady with a walker, you know, working her way through there, you know, with her goddamn, you know, to get to her cart so she can hang on to it and walk through the store. And it just, I can walk. I can walk as far as I need to. I don't need no special place to park. But you know, if I seen some poor old lady or something and she was trying to pull into a spot that closer than me, I would just let her go ahead and pull in there because, you know, it's just the decent thing to do. But it, I mean, you talk about it, this whole communist system they have set up for us, complete with their panic day, is just so goddamn disgusting to the idea of what an American is, in my opinion. DHS and law enforcement have created a national day that glorifies spying on your family and co-workers, family, neighbors, co-workers, classmates, and much more. Because DHS and law enforcement do or don't do enough spying, they have created a national awareness day that encourages domestic spying. If you think recognizing the signs of terrorism-related suspicious activity ended with just an infographic, whatever in the hell that is, infographic, you would be mistaken. DHS has also created an entire page of suspicious young Americans doing things like bicycle jumping. Ooh, I seen somebody doing that the other. God, I should have wrote that down. Eating from food trucks and sitting in school hallway. Besides trying to appeal to X Game fans, what purpose do these videos serve? I'll give you a hint. DHS and law enforcement want young people to be afraid of everything, and that's what we were talking about here just a while ago. I mean, just goddamn, people live in total fear. What the fuck are you living for? I mean, we've talked about what true freedom is freedom of peace, of mind and body. And if you're gonna live your life in fear, what kind of life is that? I mean, I see people will go, oh, those kids could get, I mean, just like down here, you know, like I said, in Klamath Falls, you're talking, we're out here in the middle, but I mean, them going out there and really discussing the possibility that terrorists, because Walmart's the biggest fucking thing in town, well, somebody could take over the Walmart. It's fucking ridiculous. It's laughable, but it's real. And this is the inkling of communism getting stronger and stronger day by day as you everywhere you look around you, because people will, I mean, even people who should be smarter will fall into the trap. What the fuck is suspicious activity? What would that work? I mean, we talk a lot about the law. What category would suspicious activity fall under? Well, that'd be subject matter. That'd be open to interpretation. So anything could be a suspicious. Everybody's suspicious. Man, do you people really want to live in a country like the old Soviet Union? Where people are afraid to even, you know, if you talk to each other, you're talking loud and you're talking pro-government and you don't want, and anybody, if you accidentally overhear somebody speaking against the government, you run straight to the authorities and tell them, I heard this person over speaking, and then you're still going to get run through the ringer and they're going to find out everybody you know, you're going to write down everybody you know. I mean, this is what we're fucking looking at. And this police state isn't shrinking. It is expanding just like we said it would. What Obama could not accomplish, now old Trump, he's going to have it. We have it. They're murdering our people across this country. You know, it's like I was arguing the other day about, you know, like Black Lives Matter when you talk about, the murder of American nationals across this country by this standing fucking army. This Gestapo, this East German Stasi. And but the thing is, you know, that's how they play the game. They make it look like it's a group of people. You see that there's only if they confine it to the black people, well, the black people, I don't know what the percentage is. It seems like it was like 20 some percent are the people in this country are black. If then it's only a problem. It's only a 26% problem. And then if you can get them to quiet down about it by buying off people like Alan Sharpton and all these people, making sure the money goes their way and they just quiet down about it, then I guess the problem doesn't exist anymore. Even though, because per capita, well, I don't even know if I can say that anymore. Per capita, there are more white people in this country than any other race. There would be more, they just by the fact that there are more, there's more of them killed by the Gestapo for no goddamn reason. But it's just playing us against each other. I mean, right down to the individual. I mean, I've read books, you know, about, you know, how it was in the old Soviet Union. And I mean, people lived in goddamn constant fear. A constant fear that, you know, they're going to be the knock on the door. Like, you know, like Stolenistin talked about. That knock on the goddamn door. I haven't done a damn thing, didn't I? But somebody, you know, who heard something. And then they went and reported it right away because they didn't want to be suspicious, become suspicious. So they've reported it right away, and you're somebody they knew. So they're knocking on your fucking door. This was what this will lead to.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It is completely.
White people oppressing white people, killing white people. It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make no sense at all unless you back away from it and you say, you know, fuck their every division that they try to put between us. We are American nationals of the American race. Our skin is of all pigments. We live under a Bill of Rights. And you know what? We're the most racist motherfuckers on the planet. We hate everybody who ain't us. And what about it? It ain't got nothing to do with color. It's got to do with nationality, and it has to do with rights. But a national panic day, and I mean, the fact DHS cannot even exist. You show me the authority for a Department of Homeland Security. God damn, I always keep going back to that kid that, you know, crossed the Potomac and went into Trenton and stuck the pike into the goddamn German mercenary. Well, I mean, if he could see this, see what his fucking sacrifice, how it was thrown away. I've talked about how my grandfather, you know, fought in the Union Wars back in West Virginia. And then one of the few times, because I never got to see him a whole lot growing up, that he talked to me. I asked him about it. I said, you know, I'm curious. I mean, you know, I was like 15 years old. And so he told me, he goes, yeah. He said, you know, he told me all his stories about the fights, clubs, shooting pistols at people in the fights and shit. And he goes, and it took a whole lot to gain it. He was still working in the mines. He worked 65 years in the coal mines. He was still working in the mines then. And he said, I'm standing here watching them just give it away because they don't know it. They don't know what it took to get it. And that's what's happened to, or, you know, the Bill of Rights. That's what's happened to our freedoms. Just incrementally, that thin edge, that thick wedge, they've just, you know, just, A little bit at a time, and the next generation coming up, they don't notice it because they never saw it. I mean, I think about how things were when I was like 18 years old, how I felt here where I'm at. And I mean, I tell you what, I was in one of the most, I mean, I know that I was born into communism. The goddamn international communists made sure of that through Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And the Lend-Lease program and all the shit we've went over on this program. I know I was born into communism. But I also know this place here was back away from everything. And there was there wasn't no admiralty law. There was common law to an extent. But there was goddamn sure was freedom. If you could hang here, if you had what it took to hang here, by God, you were free. People did not fuck with you because there was no courts or anything. There was just guns. You know, you screwed with somebody, they took care of you. I remember when it all changed. It was like in the early 80s. I mean, before then, if somebody would get shot, and there'd be 20 fucking people. See them, you know, there was, would be at a party or something, shot, stabbed, what might have you. They go to the hospital, the guy'd be laying there, okay, the cops would come in, who stabbed you? I don't know. And they go to everybody at the party. It goes, it was a goddamn big party. It happened right in the middle of the party. And, you know, just stabbing this fight. And this guy's laying, you know, he's half dead. Or maybe somebody got killed. Don't know. Nobody knew. Nobody knew what happened. And when I was a kid in grade school, the next day, just from the playground, everybody on the playground, the kids, everybody knew what happened. But nobody, I mean, a goddamn rat here, man. You want to die? You want to fucking die quick? Be a rat. Be known as a rat. That's how it was. Nobody had opened their mouth. You know, a month later, there'd be another killing. It would be the revenge for that last killing or a stabbing or what might have you. Nobody saw nothing. Everybody was so busy minding their own fucking business, they couldn't have seen nothing. And that's how it was. But, man, it was free. It was so free, and it was such a better feeling than all of this security that I feel around me.
I don't want to get involved.
I don't want to get involved. That's it, brother. And I'm not going to get involved. Unless it directly, you know, if I see somebody, some freak pedophile raping a kid, they're going to find a dead pedophile. I'm going to throw him in the bushes as far as I can because I don't want to get involved, you know. But I ain't going to watch it happen either. But a National Rat on Your Neighbor Day. I mean, what a concept. If you think about when growing up, what you were taught this country was about, and that's where that came from. Actually, like I said, if you saw something that was going to get somebody in trouble with the pigs, man, you would go out of your goddamn way. You know, you turn around, drive back down the block, you'd go way out of your fucking way. You'd go, hey, man, I can see that. You better watch out. Them fucking cops will see it.
I seen some rednecks driving down the road here going fishing, drinking beer.
And you didn't tell somebody? You know what? You're in trouble now, you son of a bitch. You're not a good communist. No, you didn't report.
I know. It's part of the RICO law. You know, if you know about it, if you don't see something or say something, then yeah, that means you're just as guilty.
Well, see, and that's how you got the government you got, because they've all done something, and they all know what each other's done. And they all know that they are the ones that have removed the law that can prosecute them, unless the people were to actually find out in mass that they had removed the law. I mean, 2008 should have been enough. I mean, that just completely blew me away, to tell you guys the truth. I mean, Hillary thing, I mean, when you have the head of the FBI come up and read off a list of charges, and I mean, goddamn, you lost, I mean, a guy takes a picture in a submarine, he's doing time in Leavenworth, you know, and in fucking security, you know, this big security thing, you find out this bitch is using her own server, a Wi-Fi over in another country and doing all the, I mean, just sold our uranium to the fucking Russians. And you can see the money went to a foundation, the Clinton Foundation, which was set up for a library in Arkansas, an international goddamn donation. Really? I mean, you see, just how fucking filthy they are at the top. But I mean, they want you going around looking at each other, trying to see somebody. Oh, I seen somebody drink it. Somebody tipped up a beer. Get right down the license number. Hurry up, write it down. Hurry up. Let's get home. We can hear the call on our scanner. I mean, this is just the degeneration of a fucking people to the point of, and it does come down to, like they're saying here, making everybody so scared. I'm so scared. Everybody wants a cop to hold their hand. Everybody should have the right to a cop to hold their hand all day long. And then I could feel more secure. Anyway, what a stupid fucking day. What a stupid fucking, just stupidity. We'll just mark that one down to stupidity, and we'll go to the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can email donations, or email, or you can mail donations. Henry Shiley at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke. Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch, and it's going to be, hey, you know what? I've been thinking of a way we can participate in National Rat Day, guys. All of us need to call up the sheriff, the county in New Jersey where this Wildwood Beach is, and tell them that we witnessed two mafia thugs beat the hell out of a little girl on the beach with zero authority to do so, you know, in violation of her every right. We want to report it. And we've all seen it. We have the video. We have copies. We'll send it to you. Woman from viral beach arrest video indicted on 5 counts. This is your justice in this goddamn country, people. I got to keep, you know, talking about the fact that these people have no authority over you. That these are union workers working for the mafia that has taken over your goddamn country. Five counts. She's indicted on 5. I seen her committing all those goddamn probably felonies. There's got to be some felonies in there. Anyway, this is from NewJersey.com. It was sent in by Angel for discussion. I'm from TheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The young woman whose violent arrest, oh, is that what that was? Violent arrest? Looked like somebody beating the hell out of a little girl to me. Two big steroided up thug punk motherfuckers to me, huh?
Thank God she wasn't selling single cigarettes. They would have killed her.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I don't even at that. She was lucky to get out of there with her goddamn life. A little girl like that, I mean, she's 20 years old. That's a kid to me. That's a child to me. You motherfuckers, man. If it was my kid, I'd have to shoot him. I don't give a shit if I lived another day. Them motherfuckers would go down. The young woman whose violent arrest at a Wildwood beach went viral earlier this summer has been indicted on charges including 2 counts of aggravated assault on a police officer. What do you guys think about that? What do you ballless bastards out there in New Jersey who let them beat on your women like this? These punks. How do you feel about that? That assault on a police officer, huh?
I'll tell you, there are still some good cops around.
No, yeah, there. You bet there is some good cops, but there are no legal ones. That's the problem here. There is not one. This constitutional sheriff's idea is bullshit, and I'll tell it to you to your face, because there cannot be a constitutional sheriff. The sheriff has to be sworn into. He has to be the officer of the common law courts. The common law courts are gone. What you got now is just another state and county enforcement agent, private contractor working for a fucking union is what you have, in direct violation of the Bill of Rights.
I know.
And,
pardon?
People in New Jersey are saying that. I'm not saying.
Oh,
that.
I know you wouldn't say that. I think you know better. But I think there's some good. You know what there is that's a good way for a pack of cowards to try to justify their cowardice. Like the last article we're reading, you've been institutionalized into cowardness since you were little children. And you're, when I think about this, I think about the fucking cowards that stood there and watched it happen. I'll tell you what, there'd be 20 fucking charges against me because they'd probably had to kill me. I promise you, I would not stand there and watch a little girl get the hell beat out of her by two thugs.
I know what she was guilty of. She was resisting arrest, getting punched in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She was beating the hell out of that cop's fist with her face, that vicious woman. Emily Wyman was 20 on Memorial Day weekend when a seasonal police officer, working for the union, don't you know? That ain't no common. This isn't no common law process that led to this girl getting the hell beat out of her on this beach. She had her goddamn rights to absolute rights, to due process of the law, and they can't even make a goddamn law. The government never had the authority to make a fucking law saying you got to be 20 years old to drink to start with. Seasonal police officer tried to write her a municipal citation for underage possession of alcohol while she was sitting on the beach with an unopened containers of alcohol she said belonged to her aunt. Well, goddamn, I can see every justification for just going up and just pounding the shit out of her. I mean, no, I don't want to hear there's any good ones because there are no legal ones. You people in New Jersey, I guess you're just a bunch of fucking faggots who have decided you want to be communists. You don't want no fucking law. You don't want no justice for all, do you?
Was this a male cop?
You ain't seen that video? It's two big dudes beating the hell out of a little girl.
I'm internet handicapped. I'm sorry. When you guys post videos and stuff, I just...
These are two big steroid corn-fed homo motherfuckers beating the hell out of a little girl. Huh?
Here's the flip side. A big steroid guy hit on this young girl. She told him to screw off, so he kicked her ass.
I can see these keystone fucking... The bottom line is, everything that happened there that day was a violation of our Bill of Rights, people. When I tell you they're coming up and they're killing the Bill of Rights to you, like when I talk about when they walk up to you, they got the fucking gun on their hip, they're walking up, that is, they have no, they're no different than, just because they got their clown suit on, like Flea likes to call it, their fucking clown suit on, and somebody wrote it down on a piece of paper that they can fuck with you, that they can't fuck with you. That Bill of Rights is absolute goddamn law, and it's time we started enforcing that son of a bitch. You come here? Do you have some fucking warrant for me or something for you? Are you the constable or the sheriff of a common law court? Well, no. Pull that gun. Boom! That's the only way there's going to be any fucking justice in this country. Otherwise, look at this girl. She not only gets the hell beat out of her, 5 counts, now they're going to try and really just really teach her a fucking lesson about, you know, if one of these gods comes up to you, these goddamn mafia corporate thugs comes up to you, you submit. I mean, if he tells you to suck his dick right there on the spot, you better do it, lady.
That's right.
When she refused to give her name so he could write the summons, patrolman, you even got the fucking names and shit. New Jersey used to be, they had a reputation, you don't fuck with them people, man. What happened to you guys, huh? What happened to your men? Were they all neutered? Patrolman Thomas Cannon took her to the ground and punched her twice in the head. Bystander video of the punches went viral. Bystanders, people stood there and watched this. This is how cowardly people have become.
Because she wouldn't suck his dick.
That's probably, hey man, I wish you could see the videos, Flea. I'll download it to your thing, and when you got to go into town and wash your clothes, you can go and you look. Well, I want you to watch that video. I told her, like I said, when it happened, my mom would have jumped on him and started fighting. Goddamn, 30 years ago, let's make it real, everybody at that place would have jumped those fuckers, and they just wouldn't have tried it, okay? They would have been beaten to death right there on that fucking beach, I guarantee it. Were there no men there to protect this woman? These goddamn patrolmen. A patrolman. What the fuck is a patrolman? Show me that in the Constitution where we authorize them to create any kind of policing forces over the people. In fact, Article 9 says they can't. That the only authority that can approach us is a sheriff or a constable serving the papers or carrying out the orders of the common law court he is sworn into. That's the only authority that can exist in this country lawfully. Those are enemy fucking soldiers. I watched two enemy soldiers beat this poor little girl right down into the fucking dirt. And so did the cowards that were on that fucking beach that day. Amid an outcry about the use of force, that's what you did. Did you guys outcry? You already let them take your fucking guns away from you. And you know in New Jersey you can't even pack a fucking gun? Well, I guess we know who's in control there. I guess you guys took communism right up your ass and smiled about it. Turned around and gave them a kiss, didn't you? Amid an outcry about use of force, police released body camera video of the incident. It showed the officer telling her that she was about to get dropped. And did you, Flea, I know you're, if you could see this little girl, this pretty little girl too. I mean, that'd been my daughter. I don't give a shit. I mean, fuck it. If I was so big a fucking coward, I would let two punks like that beat my daughter like that and not fucking take revenge. I'd fucking, shit, at least have enough nerve to stick a pistol in your mouth and blow your own fucking worthless cowardly brains out.
I would have stabbed him to death with a Coney Island dog with relish and mustard.
In the first place, even if I was in fucking New Jersey, I'll tell you what, I'd have had a pistol on me because I don't go anywhere without a fucking gun. And it would be an ugly fucking scene, man, but I would have pumped him full of fucking rounds and took my death right there. Hell, where you fight this war doesn't matter as long as you fight it.
Well, this is crazy, man. It's like the police have become such pussies now. They can only demonstrate their authority by beating up girls.
Oh, little girls.
Yeah, and Henry, people would have applauded you and congratulated you, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt. No, they would all went running each way, and everyone would have been there to testify against me is what would have happened if I lived through it.
If I was there, I wouldn't have.
I know you wouldn't have, Katie, but you'd probably had a pistol in your purse, too.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the difference. I mean, that's why it pisses me off, you know, like Cornkey talking about, you know, the West Coast being, you know, so fucking overrun. We're the only ones that's kicked anybody's ass that I've seen in this whole fucking mess. We're the only ones that's done anything. The East Coast, I mean, there were men, creatures calling themselves men that watched this happen. I don't care if there's two of them, and these were big son of a bitches, man. I mean, I'm like 6 foot one. A couple of these guys are like 6 foot two, 6 foot three, and I mean buff. I don't give a shit. My mom wouldn't give a shit.
Look at Arizona, the only state where it doesn't matter. You can pack, conceal, whatever. That should be national, dude. And this would be a better place.
Oh man, I was telling. I must not heard that broadcast. I just about a week or so ago, I was talking to a friend who was a life brother. You know, our dads were friends when we were little kids, and we grew up together. And when he was like 14, they moved to Phoenix, Arizona. He's lived there all his life. And I was talking to him on the phone, and he goes, yeah, everybody's got a goddamn pistol in their pocket. He goes, you never seen such a polite society. He goes, everyone treats everyone excellent here. Of course they do. You don't get, you mean, you go up to go and think you're going to do something like beat a little girl like this, somebody's going to shoot your ass.
Henry.
Yes,
it
yes.
It was some time ago, within the year, I was reading an article about the East Coast, and it said that people on the East Coast don't consider themselves Americans. They consider themselves liberals.
Well, I know that isn't complete.
No Republicans, I understand that, but
I understand, but I know that, but I know there's trenchers on that East Coast too, and you know, if one of them would have been, I'm telling you what, I mean, you know, I always loved John, and I always will love John. He was my brother. I guarantee you, John would not have stood there and watched that. They'd had to kill that motherfucker. He'd have went at him.
Yeah.
So there are men there. It's just, it's time to weed the pussies out. I mean, shun them. So I say, you cowardly piece of shit. I don't even want to be in the same, I want to be near you. You're probably a fucking rat to start with. You have to be. To anybody to stand and watch a little girl get beat by two fucking, you know, muscle-bound freaks like this, you're a piece of shit. But yeah, amid the outcry about the use of force, police released body. Oh, we already did that. She, as she backed away and put her hands up, at which point the camera ceased recording. They turned the camera off when they start beating the hell out of a little girl. These punk coward. What kind of goddamn coward are you? I have never hit a woman in my life. I've never hit a fucking woman in my life. A man does not hit a fucking woman. You just don't do it. You're way more, I mean, they can bring in all this, you know, they got their buck goddamn pilots and their race car drivers and shit. A woman's a woman. You don't hit a guy. If you're a big guy like me, goddamn, I would feel, what kind of a little pissant worm would I be to hit a little woman like that? Real tough guy, huh? So that proves that these guys have no balls, okay? They have no fucking balls. And the guys that watched it have no fucking balls. I might have whipped them both because they don't have no fucking balls. He's just a goddamn one wild man that meant it. Fucking would have jumped and just started kicking their ass. Like I said, I would have been packing. I ain't going to go nowhere without my pistol. Oh, man. I meant about getting dropped. The camera recording. The two struggling on the ground. It shut off. Authorities also allege she spit at the officers, but her attorney, I mean, I don't care if she spit, I don't care, fuck them dirty son of, I heard her cussing them. Jesus Christ almighty, the outrage. Claim that she spit on them. She spit on one of those dirty, rotten, low-life, spineless pieces of garbage that the people in New Jersey are allowing to beat on their little girls with.
Assaulting an officer.
Mm-hmm. Spitting sand, her attorney, Stephen Ditch, has said she was spitting sand out of her mouth after being pinned down on her face. I don't care if she was spitting slop or whatever she was. Those son of a bitches should have been shot. That was a vicious, unlawful attack on an American national and complete and absolute violation of her absolute, every single fucking right under our Bill of Rights. And if the people there in New Jersey are too fucking stupid to know that, or you're either too stupid to know it or you're too cowardly to do anything about it. That's all I can tell you. John accepted because if John would have been there, he'd have fought him.
They love their slavery, man.
They must.
As long as it's not me getting beat up.
Yeah.
As long as it's not my daughter getting beat up.
Yep.
As long as it's not my wife getting pulled over.
Hey, dude, they don't even care if it's their own fucking daughters.
Me.
Even they don't even care if it's their own fucking daughters or their sisters or what have you. Evidently here, these two pricks are still walking around. Here's their names right here. And they're still walking around in New Jersey? You know where the tough guys come from? New Jersey? Really?
They better be goddamn lucky that girl wasn't mafia related. Those cops would have lasted about 15 seconds. They would have been dead within the hour.
No. The mafia, they are the mafia. You see, the mafia now, the mafia, everybody tries to pretend like, the mafia was driven out of the United States through this law and order.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, if they were just the daughter of a real man, Joe Russo would have called a stand-up guy. If they were the daughter of a stand-up guy, their asses would already be buried. No two fucking ways about it. But, I mean, goddamn it seems to me, now here are five counts against this girl and shit after what she was put through. There weren't no men on that goddamn beach, and the people of New Jersey have turned into, they're communists and loving it. They have to be.
I wish there was a million more like your friend Russo, Henry. If we had more like him, this world would be one hell of a lot better place, let me tell you.
Well, there is a lot of them. I mean, there is a lot of stand-up guys left. John Delano is a stand-up guy. I mean, me and John have our differences. We certainly had our differences about this program and what might have you. But I'll tell you what, he wouldn't have watched. John would have fought him. I know him that well enough to know that he would have, no way would he have stood there and watched that.
He would have just snapped and went on autopilot.
Yep, that's what would have happened, just like I would have.
Yeah, I've been to his house, I've broken bread with the guy, I've met his family. Yeah, John's, those two guys probably would have been dead.
Yeah.
He probably would have killed them.
Because the whole East Coast or West Coast. No, it's like everywhere else. There's good and bad and all of it. There's fucking cowards out here. We got them pumped into here out of California. But there are people out here who will not take one ounce of shit, too. And there are people out here who would never watch something like this happen. You did it, you son of a bitch. You're going to have to kill everybody here. You're going to have to kill me because I ain't going to stand here and watch you do it. I don't care what kind of faggot-ass clown suit you're wearing. On Tuesday.
You know what I would have done? I would have pulled out some Krispy Kreme donuts and distracted them.
There you go. Throw them to the side, and when they then grab the girl and get the hell out of there, at least try something. On Tuesday, a Cape May County grand jury indicted, you know, the grand jury where the DA can go in and they brag that they can get a hamburger indicted in their illegal grand juries because they're being run under an illegal administrative admiralty jurisdiction, a military jurisdiction. On Tuesday, Cape May County grand jury indicted Wyman, now 21, on two counts of aggravated assault on a police officer and one count each of resisting arrest, throwing bodily fluids, and obstruction, according to court officials. A fucking two thugs who had no authority to even approach that girl came up and beat the hell out of her. And here's your due process of the law. Here's your Bill of Rights, people. Right there in front of, we all watched it all happen, just like we watched him kill Kelly Thomas. We watched them shred our Bill of Rights right there in front of our fucking faces. We watched the so-called men of this country stand there with their shaking in their goddamn own shit, probably shitting themselves, watching them do it.
The only right you have left is the right to get a beat down.
That's it. Well, you know, this is how it's going to be. And, you know, this is where they, you know, this, what they're showing here, you know, like Katie was talking about the watching people and all this shit. It's spreading. It's spread up into Oregon, out of California. They know to stay the fuck back away from some people because, you know, some people just fucking shoot. And they understand that. But, you know, sooner or later, this is going to come to a head. Sooner or later, they're going to hurt the wrong fucking person. I can't believe that this girl here, that her family, that there's no man. I mean, if I was her dad, I would not want to be alive as long as these son of a bitches were drawing air. The fucking sheriff had better have them arrested and have them jailed before I can reach them. That's the safest thing that could have happened to them, because I'm coming for them. I'm coming with a fucking gun. I'm going to blow your fucking head off, you son of a bitch. You think you can touch my family, my kid like that?
They're just lucky that the girl wasn't Jewish. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have heard of the story.
God, you're right. I'm going to finish this, even though we're at the top of the hour. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey H. Sutherland announced June 5th that the officers would not face criminal charges in relation to the arrest. So there you go, New Jersey. Are you punked? Is there any men left there? Is this what you're going to settle for? Is this your due process law? Is this your fucking Bill of Rights? I guess that's on you. Anyway, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And man, when it comes down to it, it's on the spot. You're going to find out whether you got any gonoids or not. It's going to happen in a second, and you're either going to be a worm or you're going to be a fucking man. I recommend the man. It feels a whole lot better. And that is The Word from the Trenches.